According to Rabbanan Shita, if you have to bring now Shnei Kematzim of Levoina, or maybe you don't have to bring more. Just like when the Kohen God was alive, it's enough to have one Kemitz of Levoina, half Baboik, half Bein Abayim. So maybe the same thing now, the Kohen God died, even though we brought before in the Mishnah that you have to bring a complete Yisaron in the morning, but still it's only a Riboy in the Yisaron of flour. But maybe the Kemitzah still say, the Kemitzah of Levoina still says the same. That's the Shaila. Do we have to have a double amount of Levoina? Or maybe no, or maybe not, Eloi. Me, I'm going to do, we say, once was yes. Since we see now the minchas brought from a completely sown in the morning, see double the amount that a completely sown in the morning and a completely sown ben abayim. Therefore, the svar should be now also you should have to have a complete kemitza in the baker and a complete kemitza levena ben abayim. Or then maybe now, madlegoli goli. We only had a riba before that the sown is kula. That's all. But maybe the Levoina stays the same, just like when the Kohen Gadol is alive. The Rabbanan Shita is, you only have to have a chatzi kemitz of Levoina in the morning. Maybe now when the Kohen Gadol is mace, it's the same halacha. You still only have to have just a chatzi kemitz of Levoina. But you do not have to have more, even though you have to have more solus, that's a ribak raw. But my delay goli legoli. Now the Gemara says, the shemen. What about the oil? How much oil do you have to bring now? So bein le'abi yosi ben distoi or bein the rabbanu mao. What's going to be in the case now according to both of them? When the Kohen Gadol was mace, what's going to be the lecha now? How much shemen do you have to bring? Yes, that's a shala. How much shemen do you have to bring? When the Kohen Gadol was alive, we had before, you have to bring gimel lugma shemen. And the divide of up in half, one and a half was for the boiker, one and a half was bein abayim. But now that the Kohen Gadol was mace, how much do you have to bring now for the chavitim? So my brother says, Toshima, come in here. It says, what? Hey, Kemitzin, hein? There are five halachas in Kemitzin. That's all. Now, v'yim iso, zinun mishkakas lo zayin. Sometimes you could have seven. Now, this is going back to the first shiloh. Again, by the Kemitza, it says there are five Kemitzas. It doesn't talk about the Kemitzas of the Kohen Gadol Levoina. Because Pashas, when the Kohen Gadol was alive, since he used Chatzi, Baboike, Chatzi, Ben Abayim, it's not called a complete Kemitza. But the question is, though, if you hold when the Kohen Gadol is mace, now they bring a complete Kemitza in the morning, and a complete Kemitza, Ben Abayim, says, oh, there are another two Kemitzas. So why is there only, say, five type of Kemitzas over there? There should be seven. So Marin says, no, that's not approved. Deed like Katani. It's talking about normal cases when the Kohen Gadol is alive. But in the case where the Kohen Gadol died, in such a case like that, we're not talking about those cases. Yosef Rapopop was sitting down and called Malolai Shema. They said, oh, this is a local. Oh, Malolai Rabbi Yosef Bar Shema, yo, Rapopo, vo, Milo, Koimitz Bachutz. There's also a case if you burn a Kemitza Bachutz. If it happens, if you do it, you're not supposed to do it. It means Vidyev, if such a case comes up. Oh, Katani, that's one of the five Kemitzas over there. You see, we do talk about over there the five things, even though a certain situation comes about. So here also, Tzakasha, if you hold now when the Kohen Gadol was mace, if you used to bring a complete kemitz of Levoina Baboika and a complete kemitz of Levoina Ben Abayim, it should have said there seven. Samar says, Mahevelo, what's the maskono? Omer of Nachman by Yitzchak, Tor Shema. The Tani would learn like this. Kohen Gadol shemeis, the Kohen Gadol died. For Leimino Acha Tafta, they did not appoint another Kohen Gadol. The locker is Shlema Shachris or Shlema Ben Abayim. They would bring then a complete Yisroel in the morning and a complete Yisroel in the flower Ben Abayim. Or Mafesh Lebeis Kemotzim used to set aside two Kemitzas of Levoina. Koimitz Shachris, one Kemitz, and Shachris for Koimitz Ben Abayim, another Kemitzah Ben Abayim. Or Mafesh Le also Shloisha Lugin used to set aside three Lugim of Shemin, Lugu Machsa Shachris, Lugin F in the morning, and Lugu Machsa Ben Abayim. This is the Seder used to bring the Korban Minchas Kohen Gadol after it was mace. So you see clearly that even though it was a complete one, a Yisroel in the morning, and there was a complete Kemitza in the morning, but the Shem was not separate. The Shem was the same as before. The Shem was only a Lugo Machts in the morning, a Lugo Machts of Ben Abayim. So what says Mani, who does it guys go like? Elaim, Rabbi, because going to Rabbanin, Maishno Lubeinos, look, well, what do you said? The Lubein attack is doubled. If so, Maishno Shimon, what should be the difference? How come the Levoina Taka is doubled? Like you say, when the Kohen Gadol is alive, you only have to bring one Kemitza, and Chatzi Baboike, and Chatzi Ben Abayim. After his mace is doubled. So why? Because you learn now, just like the Yisoren is doubled, who isn't Levoina is doubled. So it should have been a swell for the Sheminos, the Sheminos should have been doubled. It's only Megala by the Selis. So you say, just like by the Selis, who had been by the Levoina, so the same thing should apply to the Shemin also. So why does the Bryce only say you have to bring Gimelugim? Should have to have two sets of Gimelugim, one for Bavoykim, one for Ben Abayim. Elimor says, Abi Yosi ben Distoy. Go to Abi Yosi ben Distoy. The Yomdri says what? Chavite, Kohen Gadol b'yam regel, Kohen Gadol's Chavitim is also Shnei Kemotzin, to bring Shnei Kemotzin. Boy. Ulevoin lehuchlu, Einachlam is in according to Shita, the Levoin like Madel, Legoli Legoli. You don't have to bring more Levoin than he brought because he was alive. And so the same as for applies B'Shem lehuchbalo. The Shemin also is not more than you have to. Then it was brought when the Kohen Gadol was alive. So, just like the Levoina is the same Levoina, it's a Kemitza Baboika, Kemitza Ben Abayim, like when he's alive. It's the same thing with Shemin also now. It's so you only have to bring Gimelugim Shemin and half in the morning, half Ben Abayim. So where it says, this price comes a good according to Abba Yosef Ben Distoy. And so, Omidi Shemin Abba Yosef Ben Distoy Luchpolo, just according to Abba Yosef Ben Distoy, the Shemin did not become doubled. Levoinosa Vishamin Rabbonin Namla Yuchblu. Avada the Svar should be according to Rabbonin Shita also. That it's not Yuchblu, you don't have to have more than it was Bishat the Kohen Gadol was alive. So according to everybody, you would not have to have more than Gimel Lugin of Shemin. And Amr Rav Yechanan says, Aloha Kabi Yesi Ben Distoy. That's why we take a paskin. The Rechnami that it's always, I mean, that the Kohen Gadol always had two kemitzes of Levoinu. One for Baboika, one for Ben Abayim. He always has Gimelugim of Shemin, one and a half Baboika, one and a half Ben Abayim. And the only chil between Mace and Chaim is that when he was alive, it was only one Yisrael brought, half and half. But after his Mace, then he used to bring a complete Yisrael Baboika, a complete Yisrael Ben Abayim. So the Gemara, Miyam Rav Yechon, that's true, Rav Yechon said like this, Avam Rav Yechon, Alokha Kistam Mishnah, Bakistam Mishnah. But then we learned, Chamisha Kamotzimen, there are only five Kamitzim. Which is mashma that the minchas Kohen Gadol do not have to have two kemitzes of Levoina, one in Baboika, one Ben Abayim. It's mashma, it's only one kemitza brought, and half of it was brought Baboika, half Ben Abayim. That's why it's not included in the five kemitzes that are brought. So, of course, it's there in Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara says, no, Amaroy and Nineveh, leave it to Rabbi Yechanan. It's a machlokes, Amaroy, and exactly what did Rabbi Yechanan mean to say? It's a machlokes, Rabbi Yechanan meant to say, look, it's a mishnah. Rabbi Yechanan meant to pass the near, like Abi Yosef ben Distoy. The current Abi Yosef ben Distoy and Echanami, every Kohen Gadol had to have two kemitzes worth of Levoina, one Baboika, one Derev. Every Mincha had to have, he brought always Gimel Lugim of Shemin. Half of it was Baboika, half Ben Abayim. And the only difference is that when he's alive, it's only a Chatzi Yisoren, Baboika, and a Chatzi Yisoren Ben Abayim. And after his mace, then true, it's a complete Yisoren Baboika, and a complete Yisoren Ben Abayim. Hadron Alecho Hatchelus. Now the Mishnah says, Kol Hamanochois Boyis Matzo. Every mincha has to come from matzo, not from chometz. Chutz mi chometz shebetoida. The only exception is that after the toida has to have four different types of breads. One of them is chometz. Rashi says the Chassid says, Achalis lechem chometz. And who are dinu shtei halechem? Shtei halechem also. Rashi says the Chassid chometz teafen. You have to bake it chometz. Shein boys chometz. These are the only two lechems that come chometz dik. But everything else always is only matzah before it becomes chometz. Rabbi Meir, says, Hasor boydelen mitoychon or mechamtzon. That even this lechem of the toido, the shtel lechem, how did they make it chometz? They didn't put any special sourdough inside it. Rashi just says, mitoych isorin. From the actual son of the flour, the toido, which the lechem, he might see a sor shulash min aserlus mat liyachas and nimdad. After you measure off the complete sor of flour, now you take off a little bit of flour and add water to it for a time lamb aserlus, and you put that into the aserlus. Or mechametz becomes chametz by itself. Remember, mechametz is shashar. In other words, you do not take sor sourdough from someplace else. But rather, you only have this Yisoron of flour here. And from this Yisoron itself, you make a little part of it sourdough, and that itself makes the rest of the isurin into chametz. That's called asor, the sourdough here. Boidul hem mitoch, you make it from itself, it itself. Or mechamsen, it makes the rest of it chametz. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Afi yenem in a mukha doesn't make good dough that way. You don't make good chametz that way. And rather the answer is, maybe yes, asor. You have to take sourdough from someplace else. And that should be part of the cheshbin of the isurin. The noisel of teicha midah, put it into the midah. When you measure up now the isarna flour, so first you put the sourdough into the measurement, then you fill up the rest of it with flour. Mamala samidah, you fill up the midah. That's how you have the sourdough. Not from it itself, becomes other sourdough from other places. Omulah the chumzabat, you need to know, afiyoisa chaseiro yisera. That's not a good way to measure. You can't measure the isarna flour by first having the sourdough inside it. It doesn't come out complete, there'll be a little bit more, a little bit less. Rashi says, Kagrain, here my sore over, if the sore, the sourdough you threw in was very thick, or Maguva Bakushi, but it had a little bit of water inside it. And so, Eino Machsir Nofa Godo, Kilo Ayakemach, when into Yisarin, Yaser, you'll have more than Yisarin right now. If Yishim Lehoy Yisar, we didn't have this sore here, the space would have been bigger. So, you can't measure off well the Yisarin by having some sourdough put inside it. Therefore, that's the Chachamim's telling about Rabbi Yehuda, that you cannot take sourdough from someplace else and put it into this measuring cup and add it into up to an Yisarin. You won't have a good measuring, but rather you have to put the whole Yisarin first full of flour, and then from this flour itself you make some sourdough first. That's the Machloikis, and we'll see more in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Boy, minay Rabbi Preidim, Rabbi Yami, minayin? How do we know this Yisaytaka? Bechol amnochesh and boy matzo, that every mincha has to come dafka from matzah, not from chametz." So Gemara says, "Minayin? How do we know this from the Yisiv bo Yisiv bo? A lot of menochas that says taka matzah, so fit it says it, but like Yisiv in place where it doesn't say it, Yisiv bo says like this. It says zois teras hamincha hakri voisa b'nayal nofnei Hashem alfnei hamizbeach." So there's a rebuy of here on out to all matzahs, that all matzahs, all mincha has to come from matzah and not from chametz. Alright, we'll stop here.